a wonderful interview here with Eric Clegg, and he talked about police reports AI and how it's changing the game. And he explained how it can change the game. He also explained his contact information if you're interested in seeing how it can be implemented with your own department or he's already nationwide and worldwide. Please check this out again. Jump ahead of the power curve that's coming with AI.
Welcome to Black and Blue, the podcast that's just for you. We bring solutions to everyday problems. We are here to humanize the badge. By interviewing first responders and discussing their trainings, experiences, publications. Black and Blue airs weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in.
Talk about experiences from law enforcement. One of the biggest things I took away, and the military, right? Well, and I think inherently we're taught not to question, right? In the military, it's like, we don't say why, right?
But, true, but not question why.
Yeah, I have a horrible problem. I have to say why, right? So I think there's a lot of things, right? A lot of experiences I had, a lot of things could be done a lot better. And I think we're seeing the negative impact of those things that aren't being done better by the current, you know, hiring crisis we're facing in law enforcement,
right,
and the current issues we're having. And I would say, I mean, we all have the experiences of, like, you know, the crazy car chase, or, you know, when I was undercover, I got carjacked, all kinds of, like, funny, crazy stories. But one thing we never really, really talk about is most people get out not because of those things, right? They get out because the systems in place are not doing the job to, or not assisting the officer with doing the job to their best ability. So they feel like they're underutilized, I would say, a lot of them. Yeah, it came from a knowledge base. It wasn't like one day I just decided, hey, you know, I'm gonna build this thing. I had been messing around with software development, web development, all of that stuff for years. And I had met my team now, right, which I definitely couldn't have done it without them. I had met them, so I had good contacts. I had a good pool of knowledge to pull from, and we took that and ran with it. And now we're here.
So familiar with AI, how it's being introduced in with social media, with any kind of streaming programs and things, with ChatGPT and so many things like that. What exactly does your product do for anyone who's coming in right now and has no idea what Police Reports AI is? Can you give us a ground level and build it all the way up to at least make it make sense for us?
Yeah. To start off with, we're a freestanding system, so agencies don't need to get rid of their CAD, their RMS, anything like that.
Okay.
Because you know how much chiefs hate that, right? So you don't have to get rid of anything. We're just a website you go to, right? So we're a secure, freestanding software that you go into. We build out our backend algorithm that have modules for each agency for each type of document to complete, because everybody writes reports differently, right? Mm-hmm. Like where you're at, where somebody in Washington State's at, they have different requirements, different state laws. So we build it out. We train on the laws of the state, the policies and procedures of the department, and we go from there, right? And it's not just reports, it's anything. Subpoenas, search warrants, interviews, daily observation reports for field training officers.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a couple ways to get the data, because the next question is always, well, AI wasn't there, it can't write the report for me, or it's gonna take over. So, okay, don't worry. We have some fail safes in place. So there's essentially three ways to get the data, right? One way, the officer provides a voice note, just like you and I are talking. It doesn't need to be proper, just you and me talking. Second way is off of video. Now, for video, like we always say, right, it needs context. You can't make a decision off video alone. Where this really shines is in post-Miranda interviews with detectives. Mm. So detectives do a two-hour-long interview with a homicide suspect. Now we have a report written in 5 minutes for that interview. Obviously, the detective needs to check it, make sure it's correct, all that stuff. And then the third way is via voice notes on the phone. So say you do a search warrant, you're walking through the house, you're taking voice notes, we'll give you a complete crime scene description in under 5 minutes. Three main ways.
Yeah. But Eric, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I thank you for sharing this information. This is highly sought after information.